and welcome to the DLP Clubhouse podcast. My name is Andrea and I'm one half of this group. As you guys may know now, Leisha is kind of taking some time off discovering motherhood, as you guys may know from her message, and we wish her the best of luck. She might be coming, popping in and out whenever she can, but she is on a little break, so you guys will just bear with me. But I'm sure that's not too bad, guys, right? I might be bringing in some special guests, some friends to keep me company whilst this is all happening. But these episodes will be happening weekly with myself, and I'm going to be talking about news, updates, information, direct things for you guys to know about Disneyland Paris as it's coming each week. So this is kind of like a roundup of things that happened this week. So guys, I thought, why not we start this time? So this is basically all the news that we've missed and all the news from this week, which you guys know has been a spicy time. So let's begin. So guys, I will be working from past news to present. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is the rolling out of a new Discovery Quest, which is a treasure hunt that showcases the hotel storylines for guests of the hotels. Now has one at Sequoia Lodge and Hotel Cheyenne, and as you guys know already, there was one for Newport Bay. So guys, if you're staying at these hotels, there's even more fun things. You just have to download the Discovery Quest Disneyland Paris app in order to do so. How fun. I kind of like that they have new kind of interactive experiences for guests in general. So the other thing that we totally missed out is the new outfits, guys, that Chip and Dale, Pluto, and even some other characters have gotten that are kind of cowboy themed. Absolutely amazing to see these guys in different costumes at Disneyland Paris. They don't really get new costumes all the time. So definitely, guys, if you guys see these guys in Frontierland, definitely take a photo because it's adorable. We also did have a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy merchandise and other different types of entertainment as well. Those are all pretty much gone, apart from, I guess, some desserts and some merchandise. But all the kind of crazy free stuff that they had going on, it's all gone, but it was there. Now, one big thing that we didn't even talk about is how Small World reopened, and it looks amazing, by the way, guys. I actually managed to go on it with Stuart. You guys might know Stuart probably from a past episode, and also from Disneyland Paris Tips from the Irish. Enjoyed it. Amazing. We went twice the day that it opened, and we were like, yeah, we get it, but now we're not going on it again. It's one of those ones where I'm like, the wait queues for right now is crazy considering it's Small World, but I'm sure it's going to go down after a little bit of the hype of it opening, going back to normal. Also, the Nautilus is listed to open at July 1st, according to the recent server updates, which is fun because the Nautilus has been closed for a while this year, so it'll be nice to have it come back for especially hot days, guys. So refurbishments for July comes as follows. Pirates of the Caribbean reopens July 1st. The Nautilus, as I said, opens July 1st. Pierre de Conte Fay, and Casey Jr. July 10th to 28th will be closed. Tower of Terror closed from July 1st until at least the end of July. No confirmed end date as of yet of those refurbishments. Animation Academy also will be closed from July 1st up until at least the end of July also. So guys, also Frozen, a musical invitation, will be going on hiatus from May 9th, so it's already in hiatus, to June 9th. As you guys know, they often go on hiatus for a little bit, but don't worry guys, they will be back. Love the show, love the vocals, love the vibes. I'm trying to think of what else have we missed. Okay, the next thing is Disneyland Pride tickets are still available, and it is happening on June 17th. Anyone attending the party will need to double check with the trains, as the trains will not be running late at night that night. And Magical Shuttle will be operating special event shuttles for that day between 1:30 a.m. and 2:30 a.m. to Bercy, Châtelet and Concorde. So guys, really make sure if you're going to Design Paris Pride this year to get your arrangements sorted for going back in the night. Ooh, what else have we got on here? So this was a big news, actually. Again, like I said, this is some older news that we missed out on the last previous update episode. The drone show Avengers Power the Night will be returning September 1st, guys. So it will be looking like it's going to be a permanent thing. Once in a while, come back for that kind of autumnal to January, February time. Basically, low season, well, autumn season to low season of the next year, basically. But for now, it will be returning September 1st until November 5th, which you guys know November 5th is kind of when they do the Magic Over Disney, so that's no surprise that they will not be having that there for that time. The current run has already ended at the moment, but I will not be surprised if they bring it back later on. But as you guys, like I said, the Magic Over Disney fireworks normally happen from November 5th up until basically Christmas starts, and then it comes back in January as well, the Magic Over Disney, which is another spectacular, amazing show on Tower Terrace. So guys, if you were missing out on Avengers Power the Night that time, don't worry, there is other entertainment as well planned. So as you guys may or may not know, we had a lot of strikes here in Disneyland Paris recently. This has been planned for about a couple of months. Again, guys, this is an ongoing situation. Please double make sure to look at all the social media sites, especially places like DLP Report. As you guys know, we had Ben recently from DLP Report on here. And it's essential that you guys prepare and know. Disneyland Paris has had certain things. For example, you can change the dates, flexible dates on holidays and things like that. And the unions have always given further notice of when they actually do have an official strike happening. Just keep an eye out. Make sure you are prepared. But this is an ongoing situation, which seems to be egged on by Disney. They are not giving a budge. But I will leave my opinions of the whole thing out of it, but just so you guys know, be kind and be nice to everyone. You know, a holiday is a luxury for many people, and I know so a lot of you save a lot, and for a long time, but all of these people can't even save €1 and have to go in the red at the end of the month or ask their parents for friends and family for making rent or making anything at the end of the month or week. So so other things. But anyway, on a lighter note, I don't know about a lighter note, but there we go. The Cable Car Bake Shop, guys, and you guys know how much I love food, especially treats at Disneyland Paris. They have converted the whole new menu, sponsored by Curie at the Cable Bake Shop, named snacks after San Francisco icons like the Cable Car Carrot Cake, which is €4, the Lombard Saint Cupcake at €4.30, oh my god, Golden Gate Cheesecake at €5, and the IDEO Muffin at €3.80. Ooh, and by the way, it does look amazing. They also have some like 10 treats just for this one Cable Bake Shop. Some of the things we've seen before, like I said, actually in many previous episodes from the years past, that the carrot cake from that used to be at the Market House Deli has made its way instead to Cable. And they're saying it's new, but it's not. It's the same thing, but I love that it's back because it's one of my favorite things. So there we go. Also, we then also found out that there was a press premiere for Together, a Pixar musical adventure coming July 8th for only press. But we also did end up having recently this week the actual opening date, which will be July 15th for general guests, which is wonderful, guys, because it looks amazing. We also had this month Ariel from The Little Mermaid, Halle Berry at Bailey's. Oh my god, I keep my mouth today is not working. From The Little Mermaid, recently live action Little Mermaid, appear in an interactive musical entertainment at Walt Disney Studios, and that will be happening until June 23rd this year. So if you haven't seen her, she will be here basically till the end of the month, which is wonderful. Now, what else have I got to say? Oh, also, I didn't actually even mention this with the Cable Bake Shop thing. The Cable Bake Shop also was under a huge refurbishment and has been closed for a while. They also, apart from bringing new food and having the sponsorship, they also put new accessible tables for wheelchair users in the shop, and they kind of just made everything a little bit more, you know, accessible friendly, which we enjoy. So what else have we got to see? Also, we do have the dates and hours for August opening hours. They're pretty much exactly the same each day. Disneyland Park will be open between, and these are general entry times, 9:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. with extra magic time starting at 8:30. Walt Disney Studios will be opening from 9:30 to 10 p.m. with extra time also starting at 8:30 a.m. Also note that there are no major refurbishments planned also for August, which is probably a good idea, because considering how busy it will be. And let's see, what else did we miss? Oh, now, you guys know Leisure was in particular in love with a lot of drinks. So this summer offer at Disney Village Sports Bar is Sports Bar Time, guys. It's a cocktail for two to share, or for one if, you know, you need an extra tipple. It's 19 euros. And it does come also, if you want to spend 32 euros, can also come with tortilla de patatas combo cocktail as well. So you get a little aperitivo, as they say, with your cocktail. Also, another big news is the meet and greet across Europe with Minnie or her friends, which has already started, guys. Absolutely incredible. It is at the Arcade Beta in Videopolis, you know, guys, where Santa Claus usually has his meet during Christmas time. This is just kind of in front of famous monuments, and will be including, well, it has included her beautiful kind of dress with the Eiffel Tower and iconic things. We've also seen Clarabelle as well there. So just so you know, whatever the meets that were used to be in Walt Disney Studios at one of the theatres during summer last year, they've moved it into there, which we love, because those spaces are never used apart from Christmas, so we definitely love to see more things coming. Rendezvous Gourmand, the food festival, is now also returned to Walt Disney Studios Park. It has already started with a selection of food, drinks from French regions and regions from all around Europe and the world now, with basically Asia having a booth as well, which actually it's amazing, because we love variety here, guys. As you guys know, sometimes the food at Disneyland Paris can be a little disappointing. The other thing is, the Storybook Store also hosted a private event recently with some AP holder only items from Thursday, and basically had the Disneyland by Joey Ho, absolutely beautiful collection. They have also let people from general entry also have a look. So who knows how long this collection might last. It might last till the end of the month, considering when stocks last. It will not be replenished, by the way, guys. So we also did get a look at this year's Rainbow Cupcakes for the Disneyland Paris Pride as well, special event. And they also have the previous Magnum Creations Rainbow Collection also that they had for that night last year, also will be here today. But like I said, the party is not sold out, so you guys definitely, if you want to go, get the tickets now. We also, this, well, today's Saturday, but yesterday was Donald Duck's birthday, guys. And just for that day, basically they had some surprises at the end of Dream and Shine Brighter, a limited time cake and at Market House Deli with basically his feet and his little bum. It's kind of cute. Just think about the Asia parks have the Donald Duck ice cream. It's kind of like that, but in a cake. And also a magic shot at a magic shot, at Plaza Gardens, and Donald in front of the lot. I've got my brain. Where is it going? You can also meet Donald in the front lot in Walt Disney Studios. And there's also special face painting, like, styles for that day. Amazing. Again, that's just happened. But maybe some of those items might have carried on by the end of the week or the month. Who knows? Depending when stocks last. Another interesting food news, guys, is that the Manhattan restaurant at Hotel New York, The Art of Marvel, has new dishes and a new menu, including a burrata salad with capers, lemon, and basil, a ricotta truffle ravioli, cuttlefish ink risotto, pan-fried calamari, and a pineapple chocolate cream dessert. Absolutely, the pictures look absolutely astonishingly beautiful, by the way. So definitely, it's making me want to go and eat there. By the way, guys, the Manhattan and downtown has some of the best food in the entire resort, so definitely I recommend you guys to go and check those out. From June 5th to June 20th, guys, Avengers Campus is going to be featuring all around the Paris Metro. Passengers can scan the QR codes in these tunnels between lines 7, 1, and 11 at Châtelet Le Hall to test their Marvel knowledge and activate an augmented reality experience, guys. So definitely anyone who's coming from Gare du Nord on the Eurostar, you will be having to change trains at Châtelet Le Hall. So maybe you may be able to see some magical things there. So definitely keep your eyes out, guys. Oh my God, I'm losing my breath. So we also have news yesterday that the new show Together, the Pixar musical adventure at Studios, like I said, will be opening for general entry guests at July 15th. We also found out that there is new concept art for a Finding Nemo scene, which will also be in the musical, which is amazing. We also did end up seeing the costumes for the musicians, which has that kind of beautiful cloud, they're wearing like tails, suit and tails, but they have these beautiful like Pixar clouds, as you guys can imagine, Pixar space landscapes on their tails, and it looks so beautiful. They will have 8 musicians: piano, violin, trumpet, cello, guitar, drums, and saxophone, and it will be an integral part of the story and basically guide the audience throughout each scene. We also have basically a new theme song. Together We Are One is the main theme song for Together, a Pixar musical adventure. And Together, this is an exclusive for Disneyland Paris only, guys. The music was produced by Guillaume Cognard and Jonathan Barr, then recorded in Nashville. And if you guys have a look onto my Instagram page, you guys will be able to listen to a sneak peek of that theme tune on my Together reel, which sounds so magical and amazing. We also have new posters for it. Like I said, they talk about new live music, visual technologies, water effects, scents, and more. Basically, it's an augmented reality experience as well as a stage experience, guys. So it's going to be something very special. We also know that they also will have a Coco theme scene in the Together musical. So there will be dancers and all sorts of fun things. So I'm so excited, guys. It looks absolutely incredible. So there's going to be tons of wide side mobile sets, floor to ceiling LED screens, immersive staging, moving lights, bending surface, tons of basically technological things that we haven't seen at Disneyland Paris before, which we want to see more of. Yes, guys. And talking about Pixar, the Worlds of Pixar, as you guys know, is in Walt Disney Studios, is like an area of Walt Disney Studios, will have its own merchandise. We've seen a spirit jersey, a cap, and a mug. Spirit jersey will be at €80, cap at €22, and the mug at €22, and it will be available this summer. You guys can see the pictures of these items on my page, on my Instagram page. I have it there, so definitely have a look there if you want to have a little sneak peek of what it looks like. There's also some other items as well, like backpacks, another mug, water bottles, t-shirts, and hoodies. So definitely there's a lot of things to come. On the merch train, we also have some new cufflinks. There is a Euro Disney themed gold cufflinks available also this summer. And we also will have, for all those Marvel lovers, a new web Spider-Bot cufflinks coming soon in all black. Amazing. We also have heard also about new attraction collections coming soon. So we have a collection for It's a Small World, Phantom Manor, Big Thunder Mountain, Tower of Terror, and Pirates of the Caribbean. You guys can also see these items on my page, on my feed, at Disney Paris Andy. Oh God, I'm forgetting my own handle. Anyway, you can see all of these there. If you want to have a look at what those look like, they look amazing, and it's nice to see Disneyland Paris merchandise team upping their game, just like the other teams around the world, which we enjoy. There's also going to be two new collectible keys, one themed as the Autopia ride in Discoveryland, and the other one is Le Voyage de Pinocchio, which is the Pinocchio ride here at Disneyland Paris, which absolutely looks beautiful. We also have the other notification about Together, the Pixar musical adventure, that Lotso will also make an appearance there, which is going to be so cute because I love Lotso, and I hope maybe we might get to see him a little bit more often in the parks. Who knows? That would be amazing to see. So guys, that's all the news I have for right now. By the way, for those who are maybe hoping that I would speak more about the strikes, I will kind of talk about how there is no strike supposed to be happening this weekend, and Monday and Tuesday seems to be all clear as well. But again, make sure you follow news sites like Disney, DLP reports, and Disney themselves on any other news. But for right now, it seems like there's no confirmed date for this weekend. Again, maybe by the time this is posted, something will be different. But again, check. Always check, triple check, because, you know, they will always say if something's happening. All right. I hope you guys like this kind of concise, small episode. I promise there'll be some more interesting, fun episodes coming soon, with some hot takes with some friends, and some general Disneyland Paris tips and guide advice, guys, which I get asked on the daily. So hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back at Disneyland Paris, guys. Bye.